see how many we have, because we need to have at least 50%. Yeah, we're really close to that. We do have more parents, so that's the good thing here, too.
You have 50%?
Yeah. And we have more parents than actually needed on our committee, so.
What are you trying to say?
No, just like in case someone fact checks us this day and is looking at our notes and everything. So you just have to have more parents than the educators and other side of them have at least 50%. So you're official. So we'll just excuse Jessica, Andrea, Jason Beardall, and John Taylor. Okay. All right, we will now begin our Health and Sex Education Curriculum Review Committee meeting. This meeting is being recorded. Today is October 2nd. And committee members in attendance today are Mackenzie Stowell,
James Wilhelm,
Jen Nash,
Jason Slack,
Jerry Parmenter,
Suzanne Kibble,
Emily Giles,
Lisa Pruitt,
Wendy Lefevre.
Okay, awesome. We will now begin the discussion of our agenda items. We're going to start by approving minutes from September 4th. So we'll scroll down to that. And we went over the stages of labor graphic, the fetal development graphic, the miracle of life segment, and we started the safe dates curriculum. And then just kind of briefly brought up the maturation discussion of possibly combining sex. So, can I have a motion to approve our minutes from last time?
Second. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Second. Thank you. All right. Awesome. Okay. So, reviewing data, they have not posted. They usually do by now, the STD rates in adolescent birth. But I did want to show you guys what we mean by that. It's been on our agenda twice for those who have not been on the committee. We get from the health department the Utah adolescent birth rates. This is people who are having children between the age of 15 and 19. We see here in Utah County, we see that it's 4.4 per rate per 1,000 females. And then you can see here by race, this takes for the whole Utah, and then ethnicity, and then this takes it by small area, and within our area we can see Salem City is there with a 6.8.
Spanish
Fork
and Springville are
above. Two.
Above us.
Oh, thank you. So you can see that 7.6, 7.4. So you can see that we're higher in the lower Utah County region on that spectrum. Let's see. Do you see any other areas on there?
Utah.
You see
Payson? Wait,
let's see.
Down there.
12.2.
What are the stars? Okay.
The asterisks, let me see if it states asterisk. It says use caution in interpreting. The estimate has, all right, coefficient of variation of less than 30%, and therefore deemed unreliable by the Utah County Department of Health and Human Services. So it looks like there's a lot of asterisks there on one of our areas. Where did you see Payson?
Payson, it's over there, 12.
Oh, right there, okay. 12. Now I saw where my kids go to school, and I was like, oh, that's a little high here in the Nephi Mohair. So.
Something to talk about at dinner tonight.
Yeah. At graduation, we had over 10% of the girls had a baby by the time we graduated.
Wow, seriously.
Mm-hmm. But then, but the boys thrived in our grade. The girls.
Sounds like you did.
Well, meaning that, but they weren't fathers. A lot of that was from older, right? Like.
Older. Where did you graduate from?
So, anyway, it's kind of interesting. But that's the end of that document. We did gather some from the 2003-24 school year, what, like, pornography complaints came to our district that, of data that we could gather. There were 11 total complaints from students where a student has reported inappropriate use of tech to a teacher or administrator. Would be about 40 to 50 during that time period. That's for the whole school district that we have record of. So.
Mackenzie, have we ever gone over Sharp's data in this meeting?
Mm-mm, we have not.
That might be something that when we could do that as well.
And I have it right here if we want to pull it up and see.
Whatever you'd like to do.
Sharp data is really great. It's supposed to be anonymous. Whenever we do stuff with my students, they'll always be like, oh, you know, hold on. I don't know if I can talk to this at the same time. Students are probably lying, is what they say. But it's supposed to be, oh, right here.
So we'll be doing this again in the spring.
Yep. And it's 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th graders take it. And it's the same questions for all. And
I think you need to go to go into the data portal.
You're right.
Thank you. Maybe do the district level, yeah. So
that one?
Yeah. Most comprehensive.
And they had questions when it comes to drug use, school environment safety, mental and emotional health, and health habits and risk factors. And this is available for anyone to get this feedback on. But what I don't know is if they have like risky behaviors. I mean, they do sleep, and then the more hours of school playing video games or social media outside of schoolwork. So we can see, right? Significant use of that. This is like the texted or email one more times while driving in the past 30 days. Here's hit or injured on purpose by a dating partner in the past 12 months. Which I don't like those numbers at all. I know we like see 5%, 6%, and I just
should be zero.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah. I mean, you're seeing it in the 8th grade, too. Like, what?
Really?
You know, and you have Utah, it's here on the yellow. Nebo's here for 2023, and there's 2021. So, we do find that our averages are a lot lower. Not a lot lower, but are lower than the Utah average for a lot of things, which is nice there. Guns or bullets in the home, stored in plain sight, unlocked or locked by students, but students that have access. Yeah, and that's it on the health behaviors. We have the sleep one though. We have like control over our kids, and then our control gets less, right? So, and then the So these ones are all the mental health, the suicide, depression. Do you guys want to see these? I didn't have a part of this, but and if you are interested, I actually would love to. I can just forward this to you, so you don't have to go try to find it.
I would love to see it.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
What I'll do is I'll
I don't know if we need to cover it here.
Right.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
If you want to cover it here, we certainly can. But
yep. How about
you just want us to review it separately? I would love to see it.
Yeah. Let's just put it on our agenda. Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of stuff shared with the parents in general? Like, is that sent out to all the parents every year? And hey, here's what?
No, they have access to it. Health teachers, what I do is I update it every 2 years, and then we have a lesson for 8th grade health, and then well, health one and health two, and then we, like, review the data and analyze it and stuff as class.
The Salem Junior High, though, in our school committee meeting, committee council meeting, we voted to send it out last year, so we sent it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you want to start conversations with parents, I think parents seeing that would be impactful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed. I'm just going to hyperlink it in there, and then you guys can get that. That's that document.
But I'm kind of a data geek, so I like this.
I think it does help people to start.
I mean, conversation.
Yeah. Hey, nothing else. It gets parents talking and thinking about it, yeah.
So.
They won't be able to.
Susan, I don't think that is shareable.
I don't know if it is.
That's not shareable.
It's on the data gateway,
which is not public facing.
Right.
But it's a Google Slides, right?
Yeah.
You should be able to export that to a PDF, unless it's like we're not supposed to share it.
Yeah, and I think we could do that. I think that's what we'd have to do is just kind of get into it.
Yeah, we'd have to.
And another thing is it's on the state website. That's usually where I've always pulled it, because I actually didn't know it was here until Danny showed me. Like, beautiful. It's organized for me, too, so I've got to go join on.
It's nice.
But it is online where you can see all the, like.
But, yeah, you can do this afterwards, but
yeah,
if you just download it, and then we can link it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do think it's a good. I think it'd be great to every parent in the school district be able to see this stuff. I mean, I know my wife and I would love to talk about this with our kids and be able to go over it.
And also reflect on your own parenting, right? Like,
mm-hmm. You talk about these things. I mean, because it does kind of bring up some stuff that. Well, I mean, even firearms in the house with bullets. I mean, you do go to other houses, you know, mm-hmm. And what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Awesome. I'll get that updated after this. Okay, here's a curriculum intro video that I'm not sure about the Cosby Show because of based on who brought this, I'm like, they don't even know who the Cosby is.
Right.
Like, that was even before my time.
Okay, you don't need to share.
Sorry. I remember.
You just hurt a lot of feelings. That's all I am.
I am nearing the 40. It's just not what I chose to watch, right? There was like Kim Possible, you know? So, or Saved by the Bell. Like, those were the things I was going after. So, this is supposed to be like just like an intro. Catch you here.
Well, then why is it that the mother
Video. And again, this is just a teacher wanting some. I mean, it's not necessarily a.
Just attention getter.
Yeah.
It's a starter for the human development. I mean, child development.
Okay.
No,
I don't see any problem.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Okay. My only thought was, like, wasn't there some Cosby, like, sexual harassment? Many, anyway, that was my only, like.
They probably should just know that, I mean, because that could be offensive.
Yeah, it might come up.
Mm-hmm. So, if the students know what the Cosby...
Know that Cosby was incarcerated for...
Yes.
Right. So, okay. Sounds good.
What class is he used for?
This came from a human development teacher. Child development, sorry.
What grade?
This is high school. But
yeah.
I feel like for any grade, that would be... appropriate is my thoughts. All right, do you have a motion to approve this attention getter video?
I agree.
Second.
Okay. All right. Okay, and then we're going to circle back to Centro Hispano for reviewing their curriculum. I had great conversations with them throughout this month. And what I love about the presenters, these nonprofits and things, is they do want to. They do want to be approved, and they do want to improve their practice, and so they appreciated some of the feedback, or the feedback we did give them, and they do get their data from, these are the two spots, this is the Public Health Indicator-Based Information System. I use this as well as a teacher to get, like, your rates. And then... they use, it's called the Safe Dates textbook. And the Safe Dates textbook is what, it's on teenage relationship and abuse prevention curriculum, and this is what formulated their instruction. It's from this.
Remind me on these PowerPoints, is this something that the teacher would take, or would they bring presenters in?
It would be presenters, so you could use this to enhance, like, bring a guest in.
Okay.
And they have quite a few different topics that you could have. They have the upstanding intervention, when they talk about being an upstanding citizen. Actually, this is really, they do this very, very well. This is one I have come to my class. And then they do have on healthy relationships and safe dates is their kind of their big meaty ones where they would like to come in for multiple lessons. However, they do say quite a few teachers like, oh, well, we only want to have you for, you know, like one or two. So they've done the condensed was what we started looking through last time. And then they also have, they've now started substance prevention, alcohol, vapes, that they're starting to be available as well. So
something that I've just noticed that I think we got to address because we get pounded for that in the district. Most of their PowerPoints will start off with tell us your name and then it asks and your pronouns. The pronouns is always an issue.
And that's actually a statewide thing we learned about last Monday is like we cannot ask pronouns legally.
Right. Period. And so they need to know that. So if they're coming in as a guest speaker, I promise you it'll cause problems at the school level. They will get phone calls for sure. So and I've just like pulled up a few of them and two of the three that I pulled up had that and I wasn't even looking for it, but it just popped out on me, so.
Okay, well, and that's great. And they said as we, like, go and review these, they'll take whatever feedback and adapt it to, like, have, like, a Nebo version.
Great.
If they're wanting to have something different for other places, then they could do that, or they might just incorporate it and make that change.
Right, for all the state.
Right. Yeah.
When do they incorporate? When do they ask those?
So at the very beginning of their PowerPoints, it's just like, welcome everybody, here's our question for the day, let's start with, tell us your name, you know, go around, tell me your name, your pronouns.
So we're asking the students.
So, yeah, so asking the students.
Sweet, so let's start with, I'm just going to start with lesson one, and we'll go through the slide deck, and we'll bring up anything that we are concerned about. So there's that welcome. Verbal mention.
Same day as L1.
Yep. And what are some of your favorite things during the summer? The lesson outlines what is dating, some dating related activities, ingredients for a caring, healthy relationship, identify how we want to be treated by a dating partner and how we should treat our partners in conclusion. So here's what does dating look like. There are many different types of dating. A date may mean different things to different people. When we refer to dating, we are referring to all these activities, even the informal ones.
What's the age group that this is presented?
They recommend this for 8th, 9th. That's kind of what it's geared towards. But they've been in high schools,
right,
too.
Yeah. I meant minimum.
Yeah, so this is would be health one. Mm-hmm. Good question. Progression in terms of technology, how do two people progress in a relationship? What happens between point A, being interested, and point B, being a couple? What terms do you or your friends use to describe different stages of a relationship? How do you and your friends use different forms of technology during the dating process? So it says progression, learning about the other person, flirting, hanging out in groups, talking to each other, dating as a couple, becoming an item or a thing. They have terms like courtship or talking. And then technology is like apps, social media platforms, and texting. Kind of just my interject my thoughts. Like when we look at that like abusive relationship statistics in 8th grade, it's like, yeah, we gotta be talking about relationships in 8th grade. That's just, anyways. Mm-hmm. That rate was like astounding to me on that. All right, so let's take a minute and think about the people in our lives that have helped us feel good. What do they do to make us feel good about ourselves and cared for? Caring relationships are not only for those who are dating, but we can have a caring relationship with our family and our friends. Okay, what are some actions? So it says list of things people did to make you feel good. What are some actions you consider caring and supportive? List of things you'd never want in a relationship. The science of making cookies and dating. I guess my best guess on this is like dating looks different for a lot of people.
I could use more brown sugar.
Some more. Sweet. A little more caring, sweet stuff.
I want mine with bacon soda.
I know, now I'm like, huh, which one do I like the most? Okay, what are your key ingredients? Kind of a fun way to, I thought that like the baking was a fun way to tie in relationships. Are there things different or the same as what people did to make you feel good? What do you think is important to communicate these expectations with your partner? How should you treat a dating partner? Why is it important to have this in mind for yourself? I think this is a great flip question. Okay. Conclusion, look for people who make you feel good about yourself, especially after knowing them for a while. You have the right to choose how you want to be treated. Decide on your must-have ingredients, and if your partner doesn't have all those qualities, decide what you want to do. Okay, so they need to fix that. What you want to do, okay. You decide how you want to treat other people.
And yours are on that, isn't it? If you are a partner, if you're...
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that I...
No.
Critiquing in there.
Yeah. No, it does this. The slide 14.
I just need some help.
They get a whole team to proofread this. I probably should have that even just as a teacher. Will you come proofread this? Okay, final comments or questions? Okay, any concerns on that? Lesson one. Okay, let's go to lesson two. Defining dating abuse. Defining. Okay. Okay, same thing. We're not going to ask about the preferred pronouns on slide two. Identify harmful behaviors, so physical harm and emotional harm.
Those hot buttons?
Yeah, they look like hyperlinks.
Hyperlinks or anything that?
Nope, they just
look
like
that. I don't think so. Yeah, it does look like that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. Carrie Underwood church bells. Everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk Saturday. I'm going to start singing the song for you guys. I won't do that. After a few too many, he came home ready to fight. And all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. So what is abuse? Sometimes actions or scenarios are easily recognizable as abusive. Other times it may be more difficult to determine. Let's read some stories. Like what about isolating a dating partner from others? What about telling others something private about a dating partner in front of others? What about ignoring a partner's feelings? What about pressuring a gay partner to come out when they're not ready to? So here's scenario one, Jason and Megan. Jason invited several of his friends and his girlfriend Megan to his house Friday night to stream a movie. Jason asked Megan if she would put out some chips and drinks for everyone. And we read these scenarios. Remember when we read these?
Mm-hmm. We changed the names, yeah.
So, are we okay if you go read through them again now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When Jason's friends arrived, they all sat down to watch a movie. When someone finished a drink or when the bowl of chips was empty, Jason would tell Megan to go to the kitchen for refills. When this happened for the third time, Megan told Jason that she wanted to watch a movie too and that everyone could help themselves to the food in the kitchen if they wanted it. Jason got angry. He ordered Megan to get his friends drinks. When she refused, Jason hit her across the face and Megan turned to the kitchen. Jason's friends have seen Jason and Megan fight like this many times. Scenario 2, Tyrone and Nicole. Tyrone and Nicole were in the same science class. A couple of months ago, Nicole, who was very popular, asked Tyrone for his number. He was glad she asked because he thought Nicole was hot. Since then, they have been playing games through apps, texting daily, and hanging out together. A couple of weeks ago, they realized that both had tickets to the same outdoor concert festival. Nicole asked Tyrone to turn on the location service function on his phone so they could easily find each other. He hesitated, but she convinced him it would make things easier, so he agreed. They had fun at the concert, but since then, Nicole has texted him several times to ask him why he was at certain locations and who he was with. When he didn't respond immediately, she would keep texting him about it. Yesterday, she went to the restaurant where his phone said he was. She walked up to where he was sitting with friends and confronted him about not responding to her text, asking him who he was with. And it's interesting, being in the high school, this actually, like, does happen.
Yeah.
And it's like, anyways. So I actually like these scenarios, because they are real life. Christine and Juan have been together for a few months, but lately Juan realizes that he doesn't want to be in a relationship with Christine anymore. He is interested in a girl in his health class. Oh, shout out. When he tells Christina that he wants to break up, she gets angry. Then she starts crying. Juan is uncomfortable. He doesn't know what to say, but he doesn't want to be in a relationship with Christina anymore. Harmful behaviors are abusive when they are used to manipulate, to gain control, to gain power over someone, to make you feel bad about yourself or other people you're close to. They make you afraid. An abusive dating partner can use physical, sexual, or emotional attacks. Abuse can happen in person or through technology. All kinds of dating abuse are serious. Signs of narcissism in Mother Gothel. And when an emotionally harmful behavior, such as behaving jealously, making someone feel guilty, or insulting someone, happens once, it may not be abusive. It becomes a problem when these actions happen more than once, and when they're used to manipulate, control, gain power over someone, or make a person feel bad. Any use of physical or sexual violence is abusive, even if it only happens once. Sometimes I wonder if you're going to screw this up with me, but you told Lucy to kill yourself if I've ever believed. And then there was, we saw this last time, how we thought it was like a little confusing where it goes, but with the direction of like the presenter, I think it actually would be okay. If the presenter's like, pick one and then let's decide where it goes. Let's see. Or maybe they did switch them around.
They did
switch them around.
Because by calling your partner names in front of your friends isn't healthy.
Right.
But
and you've got making decisions together under abusive.
Right. So, meaning these, they pick where they belong. So they
right.
don't go under the column.
Maybe get rid of the arrows and say something like or and or. Like, it, just the arrows across the top make it look like, it looks like they're trying to diagram different behaviors.
And they might be saying, like, having it go progressively, right? Like, someone could have, like, an unhealthy relationship and not be abusive to the person.
Even if they just, you know, stylistically put it over on the, like, the left, healthy, unhealthy, abusive.
Right.
So that it doesn't look like columns. These are the characteristics.
Right.
Then you can have all these others in boxes that you can say, okay, where would you put it?
Right.
You know, which one of these three would you put it? It just, style is weird. But.
Presentative, I'm like, I feel like they need like large sticky notes. And then
I know.
Somewhere. Yeah.
But the teacher side is different, like.
I know.
And even if they like threw up at the top the question, is this dot dot dot, and then they had healthy,
yeah.
and get rid of
yeah.
the arrow, so it's like healthy question mark, unhealthy question mark, yeah. abusive question mark, and then you have the list, then it's more of a I'm asking a question, and these are the three possible answers. But again,
what category would you put then?
Yeah. Just but again, without any sort of context. Again, if somebody were guiding it or somebody were leading it, that's fine, but.
So I think that's important feedback that they truly want. Like the people I talked to, they were great. So
well, a student that's only paying 50% attention may
yeah.
not hear that explanation and say,
right.
oh, okay, that's abuse. Well, that's
their pods are still in, so they're reading but not listening.
Yeah.
Or
somebody that's hard of hearing and not saying anything about it, or this gets printed out as a document and taken home to parents who look at it and like, what the heck did my kid learning?
Right.
There's a million possibilities. Yeah. Clarity removes confusion, removes doubt.
Exactly. Okay. So here's some facts about dating abuse in the United States. 51% of dating girls and 43% of dating boys have been victims of dating abuse, either emotional, physical, or sexual. About one in four high school students report having been psychologically abused by a dating partner in the previous year. LGBTQ plus teens are victims of physical and psychological dating abuse about as often as heterosexual teens. Dating abuse is beginning as early as the sixth grade. 65% of teens report being controlled and monitored through technology.
So they gave us the citations. Those are the other links that you have. I would still suggest that they just do like typical citing in this, just like we would with like a research paper or something, put a little one next to it, and then have either the last slide is like, here's the citations. Because again, if they print this out, or if this is handed out to kids and they take this home to mom and dad are gonna look at these stats and say, where are these coming from?
Right.
I would hate for a teacher to be in the situation where an angry parent comes storming back in and says, you're telling my kid 51% of dating girls and 43% of dating boys are victims of abuse. Where are you? You know, where's the gall? Where's the
right? And if you just had someone come in,
right,
you'd be trusting the resource because we've approved
right.
it through
right.
our committee,
right.
and they're not right,
so
doing all that for our teacher.
They've given us the citations, but I think the slide set itself has to
yeah.
include the citations. And like we've got one comes from this. What is it?
IBIS.
Right. So some of them are coming from that, but like that first statistic on 51% of dating girls and 43% of dating boys, I don't see that one on this one, so I'm guessing that's coming from the book. So, like, again, just like a research paper, if the IBIS is citation one, these ones are from citation one, these ones are from citation two. It just, I want to remove any situation where a parent has to try, or a teacher has to try and answer to an angry parent about what a third party has brought in this educational experience.
100%. Okay. We will give that feedback out of that. Adults who use violence with their dating partners often begin doing so during adolescence, the first episode typically occurring between the ages of 12 and 18. And then young women between 12 and 17 represent 38% of those victimized by date rape. And this, again, in 2017, among Utah teens who were dating or going out with someone, more than one in four students were verbally or emotionally harmed by someone who they were dating or going out with one or more times during the past 12 months. In the past 12 months, more than one in 11 students were forced to do sexual things they didn't want, to by someone they were dating or going out with. Almost twice as many female students were physically hurt on purpose by someone they were dating and going out with one or more times during the past 12 months.
Is that the most recent stats of 17?
Yeah, we brought that up last time, and so they say they just pull up the most recent. So based on just that information on IBIS, that was the latest they pulled, like the 2007 for that those ones. And it would be interesting to see with like COVID and all that, because of the large increase of domestic violence cases that the police officer saw. It would be interesting to see like what it, I'm assuming based on what I've heard from law enforcement, the numbers would maybe be higher, but you know, maybe lower because they're on technology more than with each other, so. It'll be interesting to see what an updated would be on that.
Yeah.
It says many research studies show that by far most adolescents believe that being abused to date is wrong. Being abusive is what I should say. And should not be done. So why does this happen? Remember, anyone regardless of gender can be a perpetrator of dating abuse, not just boys. Anyone regardless of gender can be a victim of dating abuse. All our data shows that girls receive more severe injuries from dating abuse than boys. Dating abuse can happen to anyone in any relationship. Teenagers from all neighborhoods, income levels, gender identity, sexual orientations, race and ethnic or religious groups experience abuse in dating relationships. Abuse almost always repeats, continues in a relationship. It doesn't just go away. Most abuse gets more severe over time.
We wish they had a statistic on those last two.
And I can see where they're on these last ones.
Because, I mean, we know those things to be true.
Yeah.
But to be able to impress upon them the level of impact and truth of that. Because to just say to a teenager who is already justifying their boyfriend or girlfriend using abusive behavior, and to say abuse almost always continues and repeats, and that girl's going, yeah, but it was a one-time thing, you know. But if you say, you know, statistics in the United States say teenage boys are 67% likely. Like, I wish there was a statistic associated with those to increase.
And like where that's coming from. Because they say it comes from those two things and decide it and see. Yeah, because there's a program called How to Avoid Dating a Jerk. Have you guys seen that from SUU? It's actually, it's grand. A lot of this is almost the same information that comes from that program as well, that's, you know, science-based. So.
Because I think about my teenage daughter, and they very much have this mentality of, it won't happen to me, it happens out there, it happens to everybody else. So to be able to show that there is a frequency of this, it's everywhere, it happens all the time, right, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. More than just speaking in ambiguities.
Right.
But they may not have that option, so I wish it were there.
Yeah. And I'll even look, too, for myself to have that, because I do, like, it's funny, like, percentages, you don't remember the percentage of things, but you can remember the impact of how that percentage makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be an impactful attention getter, or, you know, before you go into, like, a skill-based activity type thing. So, and kids love stats.
Yeah.
Like, they want to know. And they get to know because of stuff these days. Like, we can get information really quick, and kids do so.
Well, and especially at this age, because they're very used to adult figures using terms like abused or most or almost always. Like, terms like that are, mom and dad are trying to get me to do what they want me to do, and so they're making it a bigger thing. And I know that because teenagers use the same language with terms. Most of my teachers didn't give me any homework. Okay, she'll do it, you know. So I think something a bit more like you're saying, they glom onto stats. Oh, wow, did you know 72% of relationships that start with small form of abuse progress into more progressive abuse? So I think they'll have more impact.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's available.
That was exactly what I was about to make, because we all remember the audience, and almost always, and most is something they use, you know, so loosely.
In their own manipulation.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're being manipulated with a statistic about manipulation.
Yeah. And they use the everyone. That's what they use.
Yes, exactly.
We use most always, and they're using everyone's doing this.
Like, by adulthood, we figured out there's margin of error, and so we have to ambiguously reference margin of error. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's watch this. And this is probably better to end on this slide deck. This was a little longer, so I'll hit the lights first.
I'll get up. I need a minute.
Hey Sarah.
What the?
Don't get mad, but I am here to an art contest.
You what?
The Butler Art Museum Junior Youth Gallery.
And you entered my art?
Yeah, and guess what? They want me to set up an exhibit.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Isn't it great? You have to go. This is such an amazing opportunity. What?
I gotta get ready. Mike will be here any minute.
You'll do the art show, won't you?
I gotta go.
All the way from California?
What can I say?
Hey, sweetie, you look great. Hey, I need to run up to Uncle Gary's real quick. You two have fun tonight.
So, what do you think?
Go put something else on. I like it.
What's wrong with him?
Did I stutter? Hurry up, you're gonna be late for my own party.
Hey, I'm sorry about the dinner. Bella entered me into an art contest. I was gonna tell you.
Bella? I don't want you talking to her anymore.
Mike.
I don't like her.
Hey, shh. There's no need to get so upset.
I don't want anyone or anything coming in between us. If I lost you, I don't know what I'd do. I love you.
I love you too. More than anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Looks like you missed a spot.
Oh. What?
I don't know. It bothers me.
Me painting bothers you?
Yeah, it does. Because I know it's gonna happen. You're gonna go out to this art show, have a wonderful time. Then you're gonna wanna go back to art school again. I don't know, I feel like you love painting more than you love me sometimes.
That's not true.
Prove it. It's mere painting. One of us has to go.
See ya. Wish came here. Don't you wish they would say that?
Need any help?
Help?
We're getting your exhibit together.
Nah, I can't do it.
Why not?
I'm not supposed to
be you. Why are you talking to her?
Tell her not to talk to me anymore.
Who's this guy you had on Instagram?
I don't know.
And why'd you add him? You think he's cute?
No. Just like a couple of pictures.
Oh, so if I got Alex a couple of your pictures, everything's cool, huh? Nice logic. Don't add someone unless I see it first.
What's going on? It's Mike. Things might not be as good as I told you. Are you guys fighting? Not really. Is he putting his hands on you? No. Not abusive or anything. Abuse isn't always physical. It's confusing. I love him so much, you know. I should be happy. Everyone thinks I am, but I'm not. Is he the reason you gave up art school? He doesn't want anything coming between us. So, I'm doing what's best for us.
I don't know, it sounds like the relationship is all about him.
Last night, when we were talking by the fire.
What?
So we had a choice between them and painting.
What a jerk. What did you tell him?
What else could I do? I love him.
I know you love him, but you also love painting. Shouldn't he want you to do something that you love?
Thank you.
you? What are you doing here?
I saw on Snapchat you're at the park, so I went there. And guess what I found? You were talking to her about me, weren't you?
I thought you had practice.
What did you tell her? Huh? What did you say?
Why are you stalking me?
I'm not stalking you. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
By following me around everywhere?
What do you expect me to do? You tell me one thing, then do another. You told me you wouldn't talk to her anymore. You told me you wouldn't do this anymore. I can't take it. You're driving me crazy.
Mike, stop it.
Look at you. You really do look pain more than me.
Stop.
Give it to me.
No.
Give it to me. So what's it gonna be? Me or this?
Mike. You.
Good. And this shouldn't matter.
Mike!
Where are you going?
Get out of my way.
No, we're not done talking.
You just destroyed my pain, Mike. Yeah?
I accidentally knocked something over.
Where you are. Keep a friend nearby. Don't be alone.
If he tries to talk to you and won't leave you alone, get an adult.
Sir. Hey,
what?
You can stop me and let her go.
I'm going to get rid of the spare key. If he comes to the house, do not let him in. If I'm at work, call Uncle Gary to come down.
What? Because of a relationship. Tell your friend. We have to tell someone. Your friend may be afraid or not want your help. However, your friend is in an unsafe situation and needs the support and encouragement of family and friends to end the relationship. Your friend needs to develop an exit plan because leaving an abusive relationship may be difficult and dangerous.
Okay, but if I thought it was cheesy, the kids were going to think the same thing by 10 times.
Right. It got better. But, like, at the beginning, it was like, whoa. But I think the idea is, like, notice behavior. It's hard to find an abusive dating video that's not cheesy.
Yeah.
I will throw that out there.
Well, it's fine, but just...
That's actually, I feel like, one of the better ones. And I think it's because of the angle it took, right? It did more than just about the relationship, the friendship, the mother, having school.
For as cheesy as it was a little too real in some cases. Like, I've seen some of those phrases actually said, and I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. The one thing, though, at the end when it gives the questions to ask and stuff, it really does take a slant that this is a boyfriend who's abusive to a girlfriend, and where we know that girls can be abusive too. And so I think they just need to be a little more gender neutral on that this can go both ways, because I think that there might be some shame that goes along with males that are in an abusive relationship and don't know how to address that, and that just feeds into that kind of stereotype that males don't have abusive relationships. They are the perpetrator, not the abuse.
Right. And they do have that in the slides earlier when it said
okay.
This can happen to
anyone. Yes, but even there, I mean, it would be simple, like he or she, or, you know, I mean, they could just change
like a follow-up,
that.
Like, on that. Well, and the thing is, there's more, data on boys abusing girls, but it's like, are we boys not reporting
exactly
because it's not as
right.
Physical, it could be more emotional.
Right.
Right.
And there's still control issues, there's still
I see that.
And so
at the high school I teach at girls being the tracker or anyhow. So I think that's great. We could ask them to kind of do a little follow up on that. It says right here, everyone needs to know how to recognize dating abuse so they can determine if they are in abusive relationship, if they are being abused themselves, if
one
they're
like one could be like helping others realize if they're in an abusive relationship. Number two would be like me myself. That's kind of how I look at it. Like number one would be kind of recognizing my friends.
But that's what three is. If a friend is in an abusive relationship.
I think two is meant to be are you yourself being abusive to others?
That's what I think so too. But
that's
I didn't
too.
I
but
didn't
it doesn't read
it
that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
The wording is wrong.
Yeah.
I think we need to fix the wording on that.
If they are being abusive themselves.
Yeah.
And I
would
even drop
abuse,
themselves.
Needs to be abusive.
Yeah, abusive. And I would drop themselves to
if they
others.
Are being abusive.
Are you being abusive to others?
Yeah.
like be more clear. Yeah.
Knowing how you want to be treated and how you want to treat others will help you build your ideal relationship or decide if you might need to make any changes in your relationship. And it's a great way to end up on that. So, with time being out, let's on safe dates lesson one, safe dates lesson two. Did I get anything else you want to bring up? Can I get a motion to approve these two slide decks?
I'll approve with the changes that we've talked about.
Okay. I'll second that.
All right, awesome. Sweet, as we are completing our meeting today, can get a motion to conclude.
Motion to conclude.
All right, thank you guys so much for being here. Looks like we'll have some more of these safe dates stuff to go through. And I think this is good stuff. This is good content, especially looking at the data that we looked at earlier with abuse relationships.
Speaking of that, we don't have access to be able to make a copy of that. I tried, but I'll work with our data guy to make sure then we can link a sharp survey on the agenda.